As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
One of the sharpest guys in the... Oh, he's not called... We don't have the sharp... We just got Bordick? Oh, okay. Mike Bordick is joining us now. He is one of the sharpest guys in the industry.
You know who... He associates with Jared Coleman, so you got to question him a little bit there.
Bordy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good, Jeremy. Hey, congratulations on your promotion.
Thanks, man. I'm moving on up. Eventually out, I think. So, Bordy, let's just dive into it. Last night was a tough one, and, you know, I know there's some people that are upset at the umpires, but I think there's way more people that are upset at these bats and, you know, technically the arms as well, even though Sagano didn't have the great first inning. He just settled in and looked great after that.
Yeah. Oh, wow, didn't he? I mean, wow, that was impressive, man. He's been pretty good the last couple outings. Shows you what he's made of. His pitch, versatility. I was really impressed that he hung in there. It shows how much heart he's got, too. Hopefully he can keep that kind of string going, and maybe these other guys can follow suit a little bit. But, no, I totally agree with you, Jeremy. The offense is what's the biggest surprise because I think, okay, they got another year under the belt, complete humiliation the second half of last year. Should have been very frustrating, and these guys should have been stewing on it. They knew their offense needed to carry them from the lack of what the Orioles did in the offseason to, you know, make this rotation better. And maybe they're all just putting too much pressure on themselves because, holy cow, not only are they not hitting, they're not getting on base. They're really not doing an awful lot. I mean, especially against left-handed pitching, which is really mind-blowing to me. But they got to make some adjustments. They just have to have better at-bats. It was nice they fought. I heard Brandon Hyde say, you know, they competed better in last night's game. It's amazing what a good start will do to how you compete. You know what I mean? So it was nice to see him fight and actually stay in that ballgame.
Bordy, in the 7-0 game, the thing that disappointed me most, I mean, if I'm a manager, I'm totally embarrassed at the product on the field because, I mean, you got guys making bad throws, base running, I mean, that's a reflection of me as a manager, you know, and I'm like, what the hell? They don't even know what base they're supposed to be at on the throws and everything, and Kerstad, you know, can't track a ball, and then he throws it to the pitcher's mound, and, you know, it was like the bad news bears.
Yeah, it really was. And, of course, back in the day, there would have been a spread flipped all over the clubhouse, and everybody would have been upset because they couldn't eat and, you know, maybe things like that. I just don't know that it happens. I'm sure Brandon Hyde made it a point, hopefully, to address them and say that it's real. That's unacceptable. But he reminded everybody that this is a young team. Are they too young? Maybe, because these mistakes aren't supposed to happen as often as they've happened, at least coming out of spring training when everything's supposed to be so fresh on your mind, right? So a little bit surprising. And, yeah, I would expect Brandon Hyde to start getting a little bit upset because that brand of baseball isn't what this team's supposed to be about.
Yeah, it's telling the guys here that it's a pick 'em game tonight and you're facing Mackenzie Gore and all he does is strike everyone out. So I think it's interesting that Vegas is telling you that they believe this is a good team, but they still don't know what's going on. And this thing, it could get late quick is what I should say. What are your thoughts on, I mean, should they, is there a knee-jerk reaction they should be having right now? Or do you think that comes if the losing continues to happen through April, maybe they got to make some sort of decision. And I don't know if that's making a trade or firing somebody.
Well, I don't know that they're going to be that aggressive in the pitching market right now, because I don't really know that there's anybody too available. And if there was, somebody's probably already got them. Everybody is in the same boat as far as, you know, needing pitching and needing quality pitching. So I think a lot of teams are like the Orioles. They're in this mode where hopefully they start getting guys back. And there's been a little bit of good news on the horizon, I guess, with some of the just extra arms and what's considered a major league arm potentially coming and helping the Orioles. So every pitcher right now is truly on audition, because if they can't keep up and make adjustments, they're just going. They're going to go away, and the next guy is going to get a shot, because that's just the way it is. And Cade Povich is one of those guys. He's got to find a way to miss some bats. I mean, my gosh. So tonight's just another, you know, audition. It's, can he get through the fifth inning? Can he get deeper? Can he ride this wave that Sagano hopefully create? Well, I don't know if it's a wave, but, you know, a little bit of a ripple, and build off of that, because he certainly needs to. That's for sure.
Hey, Bordy, as a hitter, you know, how difficult is it when you're bringing in a new hitting coach every year?
Yeah, you know, I've never been a big fan of that. I just think there are just too many voices, too many, you know, and analytics. I know everybody wants to make themselves better, but it just seems like when there's so many numbers, maybe a couple different voices, and I'm sure they prioritize their messages and things like that. But if I had three hitting coaches, not only am I going to every player on the team to figure out what the heck I'm doing, but I'm going to every hitting coach and everybody. That's just the nature of the beast. You want to try to come out of what you're doing. You ask your teammates, what did you do? Things like that. So it's just constant, man, every day, these adjustments. And sometimes there might be just too much. You know, you hear it all the time, that paralysis by analysis, instead of just see the ball, hit the ball, compete your butt off. And really, that's what it comes down to when you get in that batter's box. It's all about the competition. So, you know, hopefully they can find a way to relax and just let their natural athleticism flow, because we've seen a lot of really good things from this young group of guys. And all of them collectively have to step up their game a little bit.
Hey, Bordy, talking to Mike Bordick here on Vidi and Haney. And one of the things that I know we've talked about this before, when you get in these hitting slumps, and how you can press, but I think it's even worse at the beginning of the year, because you're constantly looking up and seeing how bad those numbers are. But for a guy like Jordan Westberg, gets the triple yesterday and helps tie the game, even though they eventually lose, the home run over the weekend. I know you've been in a situation where obviously things aren't going your way with the bat. Do you feel like a lot of these guys are pressing?
Absolutely. And there's no doubt about it, you know, because there's frustration, you know, in there too, from hitting balls hard at people, and that is just part of this god-awful game. You know what I mean? It's just so grueling, and just sometimes won't let you up for one reason or another. But when it does, and it shows signs, man, these guys got to hold on to that. And a guy like Westberg especially, you know, he's that guy that this just a little bit might help inspire him to, you know, have better at-bats and just see a build off that. I mean, hits are so golden. You know, and frustration is, yeah, okay, the process is having a good at bat and squaring the ball up, yeah. Well, when a hit doesn't show up and your batting average continues to drop and you see it on the scoreboard every night, that gets into your head, man. It stinks. It's terrible, because all you want to do is something to help your team win. And, you know, thank God I suck so bad offensively, I could throw my glove around and maybe help the team that way, and it made me feel good. Boy, this team, things have snowballed, so there's not a lot of positivity. So these guys each individually have to take something for themselves and try to build on that.
Hey, Bordy, oh, you know, Friday night's game, it looked like they didn't want to be there. I mean, that was like the passion and intensity, there was none. And then last night, watching last night's game, you know, when the ump made the bad call on Gunner, I'm sitting to myself, I said, all right, come on, Hyder, because Hyder's like bitching at him. I said, come on, now's the time to rant and rave and get them jacked up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could have been. Absolutely. There are moments, you know, that certainly has to happen. And you just don't know. We don't know what happens in the clubhouse. Maybe before that game, Brandon Hyde might have. When managers are on edge and they want their team to do better, little things might set them off, and they might throw their hoagie up against the locker and catch everybody's attention and tell them to straighten up a little bit. And maybe he didn't think that that was the right time. But, yeah, there are opportunities. And I think Brandon, you know, he's shown that kind of passion where he'd go out there and protect his players. And you can only do so much. Some of these umpires are just so bad.
Oh,
it's just like,
how
really,
bad was that last night, Bordy?
It was terrible, man. I mean, come on.
Oh, God.
Bear down a little bit. Honest to God, major league hitters are so good at commanding the strike zone. They absolutely, very rarely are they wrong with arguing about a pitch. They might show something on a pitch, but they know in their heart of hearts, yeah, that probably was caught the bottom of the zone. But they absolutely know when a ball is an inch or two off the plate. They absolutely know. And so that, I think this challenge rule is going to probably come into play faster because it's so impactful on the game.
We're talking to Mike Bordick here on The Fan. Mike, as always, man, we appreciate your time. Tell everybody about your podcast.
Yeah, the Be More Baseball podcast with Jerry Coleman. We've had some great guests, man. We recently had Jeff Rebele. We had one of the hotter pitchers, Brian Baker. We had the Bake Show was on in our last episode. You can check it out on YouTube. It's the Be More Ball Pod, actually, podcast on YouTube. So it's starting to show up more regular. If you do check it out, please like and subscribe. We need all the help we could get. But we love talking baseball, and especially the Orioles, good or bad. You know, we try to give a pretty good call of them because we love this youthful energy they bring. They just have to bring a little bit more. Let's go, boys.